The United Nations International Day of Older Persons is celebrated every year on the 1st of October. So do you think this celebration helps to raise awareness about the issues facing older people globally, and what are the main issues today?
Yes, the celebration is extremely important. It's an opportunity for older people themselves across the world to raise some of the issues and concerns they have, and for organizations like us to raise the awareness of the opinion formers, governments and United Nations and other organizations about the situation of older people across the world. And this is why today we are launching at LPAGE International a global age index, which is looking at how older people are faring in 91 countries and across the world. In the index, it's very clearly indicated that there are policy and programs that can be put in place by governments and societies more generally to improve the life of people in old age. And those are in four key areas. So what we're saying with the index is that you cannot just do one thing. There are four areas that are very important for older people.
Can you tell us more about how this report was compiled, and also what sort of responses you hope to see, what kind of reactions you hope to get and from whom?
The report was compiled using existing globally comparable data that has been produced by international organizations like the World Bank, like the WHO, like the International Labour Organization and the International Education UNESCO organizations. So we look, as I said, in these four domains of income, health, enabling environment, employment and education, and score the countries according to how well they were doing within these four areas. Specific indicators are listed under each area, and I'll just mention a couple to give you an example. Under income security, we are measuring the poverty rate in old age. Under health, we're measuring healthy life expectancy at 60+. So it's not about life expectancy only, but how many healthy years you have in life after you're 60. In employment and education, we're looking at whether older people are in employment. This sometimes can be seen as negative and sometimes as positive. Some older people want to be in employment, other older people have no choice. But overall, older people in employment are still active, contributing and participating. So it is a positive indicator. And under the physical and enabling environment, we're talking about access to transport, we're talking about physical safety, social connectedness. So we compile those indicators. What are we calling for? I mean, there is one basic thing we're calling for, which is to ensure that these data are available across all the world. The index shows that a lot of sub-Saharan Africa, Africa more generally, and the Middle East do not have this kind of data, which makes it very difficult for policymakers to develop responses. So one first thing we're calling is produce data on older people. And we are asking United Nations organization and government to do so, because it is totally unacceptable that today there are still many organizations of the United Nations and government that they only collect information up to the age of 49. So the data is not there. Older people are invisible. Responses are not provided. So this is one big request. And the second, it's about country looking at how they're doing against also other countries in their regions, other countries in their type of GDP, for example, in their level of development, and look at opportunities to learn from each other.
On the subject of GDP, I was very interested to see that your report highlights the disconnect between wealth and the guaranteeing of rights of older people. So pointing out that GDP per capita doesn't necessarily correlate with better conditions for the elderly. So can you tell us more about this, and also about what factors you think do influence how certain countries perform in this index?
You pick up a very important point. The overall message that come out of the analysis at this stage is that there are countries, if you correlate the index against the GDP, that are doing better and some less well. So what is emerging there is that if the country and government takes a commitment to put in place policy like a universal social pension, you see countries like Bolivia, Mauritius, they're doing very well against the GDP per capita. And you will see countries like Russia or Jordan, for example, that do much less well. And again, then you have to go and look more specifically in the four domains, what is that they don't do, And you can see that in Russia, the enabling environment, so the social connectedness of people, the transport is particularly low. In fact, one of the lowest of the all index, which means that all the people don't feel safe, don't feel protected, don't have access to transport. But as I say, then you look at countries, particularly in Latin America, which are coming up quite high on the index. So Costa Rica is 28, just after Italy. Argentina is 26, before Italy. And again, if you look across in the various domains, you will see that in Costa Rica there is a very good health services. And that's the other important thing that the index says, is that history counts, which means that the countries that are doing best in terms of all their people are those that put policy in place along the life's course. So that's why there is these two big messages that money is not everything and history counts.
Pope Francis has spoken about the importance of making sure that older people aren't marginalised or excluded. So do you think that this kind of message coming from the church is important, and what should the church be doing to ensure that the message is received as widely as possible?
Absolutely. I think every positive message about aging is transformative. So I think the church has got a big role to play in ensuring that older people are seen as active and are participating in the community. It's interesting looking at Italy, is particularly low. It's very interesting to look at how it's particularly low, not just because of income and health, but actually in that enabling environment, which is a big surprise. And I am looking forward to the opportunity which will come up soon, possibly with the Comunità Sant'Egidio, as I did last year, to come and discuss also the results of the index in relation to Italy.